What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Man, I gotta tell you, you are a sight for sore eyes. I bet you get that a lot, though.
I've never heard that before.
Old Roy is back. It's been probably almost a month.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It has. Well, you've had some health stuff.
Yeah.
And so you're feeling okay?
I'm good.
Can we talk about diet at all? Like, do you have to? Can we talk about changing diets? Because I'm doing it too.
Yeah.
What do you have to do?
I'm supposed to, which is probably good advice for almost everyone, is to cut back on refined sugar and processed foods. That's the big.
That's what they tell everybody,
right?
No matter what is the problem is,
right? But I'm getting different advice from different sources about, you know, going like full keto or doing a carnivore thing, or there's all these different ideas out there. But I think bottom line is it's just lay off the refined sugar and maybe cut back a little bit on the carbs.
Help with your gut.
Yeah.
I've been doing intermittent fasting. So that's the best diet I've found because I don't have to actually change my diet. I just don't eat as much of everything, and then I don't eat as much sugar because most of the sugar I eat, during fasting, so I eat from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., which is a pretty wide window.
Yeah.
Most people who do intermittent fasting, they do a 8 hour at max. Some of them do like 6 to 4 hours.
Ooh, wow.
I do 9.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I mean, weekdays, we're on at noon. And I may not be in the studio every day at noon, but I do have to be here.
Yeah.
And I can't be running out to grab food pretty much from the time the Andy Fry show starts. So I eat at 11.
Hmm.
And I don't know what I'm supposed to share from them, but I know Brad and Annie, they barely eat lunch at all. And then Brad has a huge meal that he calls lunch at like 3:15.
Yeah.
So I'm like, our lunches are all messed up. Yeah, it's just because when we're on. But then at night, I would eat so much sugar. Because it was just there, and I didn't have any reason to not. You know, I can sleep fine when I eat a bunch of sugar. I know a lot of people, you know, get some amped up and they can't go to bed, but that didn't affect me. Caffeine still does. I can't drink caffeine. I can't drink a soda or especially a tea past about 5 o'clock.
Really?
Because I will be up till midnight or later.
Wow.
And feel tired, but it's like I can't go to sleep.
That's crazy.
And I hate it. So,
I think that intermittent fasting is probably sort of part of what I'm, because they talk to me about doing, just eating two meals a day. So
that's kind of that.
So I think in order to do that, I would probably have to not eat for a long period. So I can probably just work that in.
Yeah, and to me, so the way I started, and I didn't want to say this because it was like, oh, New Year's resolution, but it is an opportunity to sort of kickstart something you've been meaning to do.
Yeah.
So January 1st, I started intermittent fasting, just sugar. So outside of 11 to 9, I would eat no sugar.
Yeah.
And that was my way of easing into an overall 11 to 9, which I'm now doing. And I'm losing some weight. I never get crazy heavy. I get up to a certain level and it's like my body just says, I can't hold any more weight past this, which is really nice.
Yeah.
But it also is a little more than I'd like to be. So if I can fast and get myself down, it's like my body will figure out, oh, this is my new normal. And then for months at a time, I can go back to eating total garbage and I won't really gain any weight. It's really weird, eventually I will.
This sounds like, well, slightly less ridiculous than some of your other schemes you've done in the past where you would not eat sugar that you purchased.
Yeah, that was the buy it diet.
Yeah.
I could eat sugar or whatever if it was around. So I could go to parties. If somebody here had it, I could have it. But I couldn't just go buy myself a candy bar.
Yeah.
It kind of worked.
Kind of worked.
It was a little hard.
Hard to sustain.
It was. Because I wanted more than I could have.
Right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's on your mind right now? A song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.